This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell. Still to come, we'll be returning to this week's show topic to look at how we manage water, especially important this year, as groundwater in the east of England may have hit its lowest in over 30 years. But first, astronomers have found compelling evidence for life in the universe, but sadly, only down here on Earth.
That's slightly less exciting.
It is slightly less exciting, but it's interesting science nonetheless. Using a phenomenon known as Earthshine, where light from Earth is reflected off the surface of the Moon, researchers from the European Southern Observatory were able to view the Earth as if it were an exoplanet, and to use the reflected light to look for telltale signatures of life. We can get a very good idea of the composition of something just from looking at the light that it emits or reflects. Certain molecules leave their fingerprints in the spectrum of light, and our understanding of the chemistry of those molecules then gives us a good idea what might be going on. However, observing light from planets around other stars is quite challenging. Any reflected or emitted light will be drowned out in the glare of the parent star. One solution comes from the fact that while emitted light, like light from a star, will arrive in any and all orientations, reflected light is polarized. It comes in just one orientation. So by looking at both the spectrum and the polarity in a process known as spectropolarimetry, astronomers can look for chemical signatures in just the light that's reflected off a planet. In this case, they were looking for biomarkers. This is evidence of certain combinations of gases in certain ratios that can only exist in the presence of life. For example, molecular oxygen and methane. Now, these chemicals can exist on a sterile planet, but they settle into a different equilibrium in the absence of living organisms. They were also looking for something called the red edge. That's a change in the reflectance of near-infrared radiation, and that indicates the presence of vegetation. So using just light from the Earth's shine, the researchers were able to determine the fraction of Earth's surface that's covered in seas, and that it has a cloudy atmosphere. And crucially, they could also detect the existence of vegetation, and they could determine that it varied across the surface of the planet. So while the presence of life on Earth may not be news to us, it is proof that this technique works and it can be used in future to look for evidence of plant life elsewhere in the universe.
I guess they did have a rather easier job in that both the Earth is quite close to us and also that they were looking, they know what the life should look like. So how would they know that vegetation is going to be the same on Alpha Centauri as it is here?
That's a very good question. And obviously we only have one sample of a planet with life, and so we have to base our science on what we see down here, at least in the short term. And what we have done really is, although yes, there may be more exotic, more interesting forms of life, we've proved that the techniques that we have at our disposal would be capable of spotting this type of life, the type of life that we're familiar with, if it exists elsewhere in the universe.
So why are they looking at light from the Moon rather than just going up there and looking at the Earth directly?
Well, this gives us a model of what it would be like to look at light coming from an exoplanet, or rather look at the light coming from an exoplanet and its parent star. So we need the light to be degraded, we need the light to be bounced around a few times. If we just looked directly at the Earth, it would simply be cheating.
Just far too easy.
Yes, just that bit too easy.